Welcome back to The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. The forests of Pennsylvania's northern tier produce the kinds of wood that are favorites for beautiful furniture and front doors like cherry, oak, and walnut. Unfortunately, pests love them too. The state's horticultural history seems to include a steady stream of insects and fungi that threaten this major industry. Recall the chestnut blight and Dutch elm disease. Now, even as Pennsylvania grapples with the latest scourge of the emerald ash borer, a new pest has arrived on our doorstep. Kimberly Haas went out to learn about it.
It bears the ominous name of thousand cankers disease. Caused by a fungus that's transported by the walnut twig beetle, it attacks the innermost layer of a tree's bark, called the phloem.
When the beetle bores into the tree, into the phloem, and then that canker will start under the bark. The phloem is what's bringing all the nutrients from the top canopy of the tree down. And it basically shuts down the vascular system of the tree.
That's arborist Chris Miller. On a recent outing in Chester County, he pointed out an example of the intended victim of thousand cankers disease, a stately black walnut tree.
The walnut tree is identified by its leaf. Specifically, it has what's called a compound leaf, so it means it's got a bunch of leaflets coming off of one leaf. And then it also has a very pronounced nut, and it makes quite a racket on your roof or your car if you're parked under it.
Thousand cankers disease was identified in Bucks County a couple of years ago. Last week, after a sighting in Chester County, the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture issued a quarantine for the five-county Philadelphia region. In an attempt to contain the disease, it prohibits the exporting of black walnut trees, compost, and firewood. The walnut twig beetle is known to travel about 2 miles per year. Now, the Philadelphia region is a long way from the state's huge forests along its northern tier. But Pennsylvania is the leading producer of hardwoods in the U.S., so any threat to its forests is alarming. Closer to home, thousand cankers disease is particularly devastating to a smaller industry.
Historically, it's been probably ranks right behind mahogany as a quality wood. Whether it's a table, a credenza, it's chairs, it's just phenomenal.
John Struble is a woodworker who specializes in custom-designed furniture. In his Philadelphia workshop, as an assistant sands down a work in progress, John points out some of black walnut's highlights.
And when you put a stain on it, or put a varnish on it, it gets a nice golden brown. This is what people love on their door panels and stuff like that.
There's no remedy for the tree once it's infested. In the case of lumber, the wood gets dried in a kiln, which prepares it for a woodworker and also kills any pests. But other uses for the untreated wood can spread the problem, so Pennsylvania officials have resorted to the quarantine. John Struble worries whether it's possible to get the word out to everyone who needs to know.
The lumber yards that deal with walnut to woodworkers like myself, they already know what the deal is, and then they run it through a kiln and it's safe. But the guys that just cut walnut for firewood and then decide to take it down to another place, you know, from one county to another, and there might be a problem with that. And there's no way to regulate that.
Arborist Chris Miller agrees that a quarantine is not a foolproof solution.
The quarantine, unfortunately, we're at the mercy of people understanding the importance of quarantining woods, like the walnut trees here, and not moving them for firewood to another location or cutting them and taking them to other parts of the state or other states.
The Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture's quarantine has been issued for an indefinite period of time. For The Pulse, I'm Kimberly Haas.